Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey, 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 it's King Mike here, welcoming you to episode 42. I'm actually doing a disclaimer. I'm sitting here in the studio. I'm all by myself doing a disclaimer for episode 42 because I got to be honest. King Zach, you were right. Whenever you get a chance to listen to this, I know you weren't able to be here for the podcast today, obviously. But you were totally right, dude. Totally right. Probably should have waited till we could get everybody together. But today was the first day that we did Blog Talk Radio. And we got to give a shout out to them because they really hooked us up with a great deal on blogtalkradio.com, and we're broadcasting live on there now. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio, blogtalkradio.com. Search for Kings of the Podcastle, and every Thursday at 2 p.m. we are going to be broadcasting live. But today was the first day that we were going to do that for episode 42, and we did it. But it was a god awful, awful, just terrible train wreck, because I didn't have Zach here to help run the board and keep everything kosher. In fact, since we're broadcasting live, that's all I was concentrating on. And I realized about halfway through the first bit that I hadn't even started recording the podcast to play back for you guys. So when this podcast starts, episode 42 here, it's going to start right in the middle of baby talk with John Donovan. Now, the archives are still available on blogtalkradio.com, of course. But yeah, as far as the downloadable from iTunes and Stitcher and whatnot, you're going to get right in the middle of baby talk with John Donovan. So I hope you enjoy it. It was a lot of fun. We got to give a shout out to Anthony and all the guys at Blog Talk, obviously, for hooking us up. Please make sure that you join us every Thursday starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be live on blogtalkradio.com. We'll always make sure to post the link on our Facebook page, and you'll actually be able to call into the show for the first time and talk to the Kings live while the podcast is going on. So make sure you do that. Stay in touch. You know, keep up with us on Facebook so we can give you more details as they come. We will get better at this. You know, when you're building something from the ground up, It can be really difficult to get it right the first time. So we had fun with it, though, and I hope that you do, too. Enjoy episode 42. Here we go.
He was in the tub, and I went in to get his dirty clothes and put him in the hamper and everything.
Sure.
And he had it all just on top of his pants, you know, his underwear, and the insides were out, and there it was, the big old brown Duke tire track stain. There in his Spider-Man underpants.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
You are?
I mean, no.
No, you're not kidding me.
No,
okay.
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
So did you have to sit him down and have a talk?
Well, he was already sitting down. He's in the bathtub.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Yeah, so I said, buddy, and he goes, yeah. And I go, I know whatever is happening outside of the bathroom is really super duper exciting, and you want to get back to that right away, but you have got to wipe till it's white.
Really?
Yes. And he's like, well, what? I don't know what that means. And he's like, well, you know, the toilet paper is white.
Yeah.
And you got to keep wiping your butt and until the last piece that you use doesn't have any more poop on it.
Right.
So he's like, okay. So I said, take, you know, the soap and wash all deep inside your butt as best as you possibly can. And get that cakey stuff out of there.
Oh, really? Yeah. So did you make him do it or did you help him?
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
I don't do that.
It's a kid.
And I'm not touching his butthole.
He can't see his own butthole.
He can see what's on his finger.
Oh, come on. Now, I know you've told your army helmet story one time. Did I ever tell you about the time that I pooed my pants when I was a kid?
No.
I used to have one of those tables that fit together. It was like two triangles, and they kind of like offset just enough that they slid together and became one like cone, like think of an hourglass figure.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and then a tabletop set on top of that. Well, it all came apart and folded and went into like a toy box or the closet. And I was excited, like you were talking about, out playing with the friends, and I had to go to the bathroom real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to come inside.
Right.
But I was like, I better hurry. So yeah, I ran to go inside, but on my way there, it hit so bad that I couldn't hold it anymore.
So before you even got your pants down.
Oh, yeah, poo, dude.
You had a brown down.
Boo, 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 like all the way down.
Brown down, brown down.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And so it was really bad. Like, I'm not talking about, like, a little bit out. I mean, like, I pooed my pants.
Uh-huh.
And I was probably, like, 7 or 8 years old. I don't know. But I took the tidy whities that I had.
Yeah.
And I crumpled them up into a ball to hide all the poo in there.
Yeah.
And I stuffed it in the bottom half of the table.
Nice.
And then I put the top half of the table on, and then I set it back up like it was, you know, nothing was
wrong. You're hiding the evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I went in there and I wiped my bottom, and I put on fresh undies, and I went back outside to go play.
And you got everything.
I
like
probably,
you wiped all of your butt.
I probably not. I
like
mean,
whatever splattered on your butt cheek, you got that too.
I could almost guarantee you that there was probably some residual dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Do. but anyway, so I do this, and like, I don't know, later on that day, my mom comes home, and she comes into the room to check on me, see how I'm doing or whatever. And she goes, what's that awful smell that I smell in here? And I'm like, whatever could you possibly mean, Mom?
Huh.
I don't know.
Because that's how young kids talk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know,
proper English.
I know not what you what you speak of, you know. But she did some sniffing around, literally.
Uh-huh.
And
detective
found,
work.
Yeah, detective work. She did the whole sniffing around the room until she located the culprit.
Oh, this table is disgusting.
pop the tabletop off, and there inside sat my brown dookie covered underwear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please tell me you got your ass whooped for that.
Oh, I didn't get in trouble, but I got a definite stern talking to you. Like, you know, if you have a mistake, put this in the washer. Don't try to hide it in the closet and your toys, you know. Yeah, that's my kid's story.
Now, let me ask you this, gentlemen.
Okay.
As a grown man, have you ever had a brown down?
Oh, are you kidding me? We all did for the company we work for when
yeah,
we did shows.
That is true.
Oh, man. I didn't really expect for this whole first segment to go in talking about pooping your pants. But
here we go.
But here we go. Yeah, definitely that has happened. What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know
The company that we used to work for.
I'm setting you up to tell your story. Not
yeah. Our boss, who was sitting at the tech booth, it was 5 minutes before a show, big audience out there, and he's just, you know, breaking balls on me and giving me shit, no pun intended.
Hey-o.
And then I leaned my butt up at him and ripped one, and it more than just gas happened.
No.
Shart.
And it was strong, so he goes, Johnny, I think you just shit yourself. Turn around. And I turned around, and there's a big old stain on my uniform. Not my uniform, but my costume. He's like, he did! He shit his pants!
Oh, no.
Yeah. So thankfully, I had all of my wardrobe there with me. And so right behind the set, I changed my pants, and our other boss took pictures of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait. Really?
Yeah.
Like, took pictures?
Took pictures of me taking my pants off and fixing myself and cleaning up and putting new pants on.
That's terrible.
It's, yeah.
Why would he do such a thing?
I'm still traumatized.
Oh, my God.
Because I was dumb enough to shit my pants.
Well, yeah, so. Good point. Greg, what about you?
Never with the company. I think I got close, and I remember our bathroom was way up the hill. And I had to prairie dog it up the hill, but everybody, yeah, you know,
yeah.
And everybody that saw me walking up that hill saw this like duck walk, like I had no knees. I was just walking up the hill. But I distinctly remember one time where you, after the show was done, everybody's taking their bow and you're bowing and backing up at the same time and exit. No autographs, no pictures.
What happened, Mikey?
And I was like, where is he going? He said, don't let anybody come in the dressing room. And I was like, what? And then so after everybody did their bows and shook hands and took pictures, they were coming in, and I was like, hey, guys, don't go in the dressing room. And they were like, why? And I was like, I have a distinct feeling, and I do mean distinct, stink being the key word, that Mike has had a minor accident.
Well, let me tell you what happened. In the show, with the character I was playing got to run backstage for a significant part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a lot of drinking back then.
Yeah.
And you know what that does to your insides.
Your insides.
Uh-huh.
It makes it liquidy.
Yeah, it does. And so I went backstage during the show. It hit me really hard, and I went backstage and obviously couldn't go to the bathroom because I had, you know, I had to be on stage in like 3 minutes.
Right.
So I did what any normal, sane human being would do. I used the trash can.
Oh. Right
there. Yeah. So,
and you had gravy on your mashed potatoes.
No, I did not. No. I mean, it was a very clean break, so to speak.
Okay.
Everything went good. You know, I was praying that there was not a hole in the trash bag, and luckily there wasn't.
Right.
But, you know, it was one of those instances. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we got that out of our system right there on the first one. Live,
out of our system.
Out of our system.
Live on Blog Talk Radio, we go right into the poop talk.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, exactly. An idiot. Okay. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. And while we're gone, we're going to pray to God that Devin shows up. Hopefully he will do that because that way we really want to talk about his comedy night last night. It was a lot of fun. You guys missed a really good show.
You were there?
Oh, yeah. I went. Videotaped it for him and everything.
Oh, that's right. That was his big show.
It was his big show.
That was at work.
So we're going to take... Oh, excuse me. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Kings of the Podcastle. We are the kings of the podcastle.
Yes, we are.
Holy moly.
Sweet emotion.
Can't deny it.
No, you can't. I am having a hard time. I got to be honest. I really am.
Why?
Well, because it's all new, you know. It's all new with this whole Blog Talk thing.
Uh-huh.
Which it's going to eventually get easier, but right now it's like super difficult.
Are you on the air complaining right now?
I am. I'm complaining right now. My brain is going every... Well, did you not just hear us talking over everything that was going on?
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, but it's the same thing if you buy a new video game. You're still trying to figure out the buttons.
Figure out what all of the controls are. I know. I hear you. But it'll get better, I promise.
Or if you're masturbating, that's what you said.
Yeah. There is a nice new phone number if you are listening live and you want to call us and tell us how much I suck at my job. 347-324-3445. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast from the website or off of iTunes, don't call that number. You're not going to get us. You're going to get some other show that's broadcasting later on in the day or later on in the week, whenever it is that you decided to download it and listen. But for right now, those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio listening to the Kings of the Podcast, will give us a call. 347-324-3445. In fact, we should all just take out our phones just so we can test this whole phone thing out and like text somebody and say, hey, just call this number. And let's talk to somebody.
Okay.
Did you get the number there, John?
All my friends have jobs.
Oh, yeah. real quick, ladies and gentlemen, Devin is in the house. He's
Yay!
Here. Holy moly, he made it.
I made it.
He did. Now, Devin, we were going to talk about, we're going to do our comedy breakdown. This whole show grid that I did today was really in hopes of everything going perfect, which so far it hasn't. So the comedy breakdown, we didn't even do. We were waiting on you because we wanted to talk about your big night last night at the Future.
So you went
Future.
Straight to the Justin Bieber topic.
No. We didn't get
that. Yeah, kind of. We talked about shitting our pants all the time.
We literally, John did baby talk, and it was all about his stepson.
He's got tire tracks.
He's got tire tracks in his undies these days. So then we went into
monster
poop.
Truck or motorbike.
More like not... this.
Yeah. More like that.
Okay, so swamp monster.
Yeah.
last night was the Future Feature contest, I guess you could call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
At the Orlando Improv, and Devin was in it. I thought you did a great job. How did you feel like you did?
I felt I could have done better. I felt nerves. I got a little bit nervous, and much more than I usually do.
Yeah.
But that's expected. But I did well, and he said afterwards, he said a few things. He said I did really well. He said the writing was really good, and he said, especially for the amount of time I've been in it, to be at the level I'm at is phenomenal. But one thing that he found interesting that he doesn't like, his number one pet peeve is I said, I am a teacher.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
said he doesn't like part-time comics. So he said you have to be full-time, 100%. And so basically it's a kind of prep to leave your job kind of deal, and then, you know.
Right, or even if you're not necessarily going to leave your job, you just start saying, so I used to be a teacher
right,
or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So that it sounds like you're doing full-time comedy all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Other than that, he had nothing but positive things to say.
Yeah, a lot of positive stuff. So
that's
awesome. He enjoyed it.
Now, I do know that Ken Miller and Carmen Vallone at least got chosen to move
on. And Jersey, and that's it.
And Jersey went on as well.
And that's it.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
But it's not
to
a moving
guys.
On thing. It's a we will consider you for feature work.
Well, that was going to be my next question.
It's kind of being given the green light to feature.
Okay, so they're saying that they can do it.
There's a lot of comics that have been given green light that still haven't even got work years later.
But see, that's what's weird to me, because haven't you already featured at the Improv?
Yeah, and I should even be featuring the New Year's Eve.
So he didn't consider you because you have a teaching job and you talk about that.
Yep.
Well, not well because
well,
he
not
talks
that
about
I talk
it,
about it, but because I he finds it difficult to book people who, you know, have a full time job
committed
who
to
could possibly be something. Yeah.
Does he understand that there is a big long line of substitute teachers out there that are just like, oh, really? He's about to leave. I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just the politics of his job, you know, and he has to have people that are 100% committed. So,
did you call him a dick afterwards?
No.
You just that
look him right in the face and just go, thanks, dick, and walk off. Yeah, that would have been great.
But I'm glad you like my comedy.
I don't even like comedy.
Yeah, I don't even like this shit. this is all bullshit. Yeah. No, but the good news is that you're on his radar now, and
yeah.
he can you know keep an eye out
yeah,
for you
what
as
say.
You come
so
on.
You're on my radar. I know who you are now.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
What else? I haven't done anything since the last podcast, which was Sunday. So here we are Thursday. I haven't done a damn thing. Greg hasn't done a damn thing.
Literally, I've watched him sit on the couch.
Oh man,
nothing.
I am trying so hard. You have no idea.
It's so funny because every time I ask him if he wants to do something, dude, bro, I've been going all day.
I'm done with
it. And I'm just gonna. I think I'm just gonna take tonight for myself. I'm like. Tonight, like the
right,
past
just like the last five nights.
Oh,
ten
whatever.
Nights,
at least
over the weekend, it gets crazy. Like starting today, the rest of my work week is hell through Sunday, and then finally on Monday, I get to take a breather.
Wait, shh,
hell.
Listen.
I have to
listen.
Sit at a bar. it's hell.
I hate you. Wait, do you hear that?
What is it?
It's the littlest violin.
I don't
playing a sad song.
I don't even hear anything.
And as soon as Devin leaves, well, I'm going to leave. Mike Lee changes the channel back. He's like, now back to good quality TV.
That's what's going on.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
And then before
I do,
Devin.
When I have to sit on that couch.
He's like, Devin, how far away are you? Get me just a minute.
Almighty. I'm never putting Greg in charge of the soundboard again. John.
Yeah.
Do you want to play some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
You got
gentlemen.
Some trivia?
I got
ready
some
to
trivia.
Go? All right. Is everybody
out,
ready?
These.
Now, John, tell us about who you're
okay,
with.
Okay, just putting it out there, I am with Earth Trivia, Curtis Earth Entertainment Incorporated, playing in 40 different locations around the Orlando area. Mine in particular would be Star Island Resort tonight at 5 o'clock. And that's during happy hour, so you can go come up and get some 2-for-1 beers and some $5 cocktails, stuff like that, and play some trivia and win some free money. So
very cool.
Yeah, with your host, John Donovan.
Mr. Donovan, yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, I guess what we're going to
do
is...
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call out a question, and whoever thinks they have an answer, you say your name. And if you say it first, you answer correctly, then you're the man.
You get the point. All right.
You get the point.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Are we ready, gentlemen? Devin?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Greg?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one.
Uh-huh.
Whose hit songs include Maybelline and Johnny B. Good?
Mike. Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Very correct.
Yeah,
yes. Yes.
No, I believe that was his cousin
ding, ding,
Marvin.
Ding.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Marvin Berry.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you ready for question number two?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number two. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Greg.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne,
very good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Holy moly.
Very
no
good.
Idea, yeah.
All right, gentlemen. You spent some time in bar, so here's a good question for you. What with what type of alcohol are daiquiris and pina coladas
made?
Mike?
That would be rum.
Yeah. Very good, sir. Very good, sir. And
right now, I just want to point out that I am the reigning champion of the trivia game.
Oh, whatever. It should have been a tie that last time.
Greg is, I'm currently in the lead. Greg is in second, and Devin is holding down the fort with 0 points yet again.
What about Clay? Clay's like -3 or something.
Go ahead, John.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Reverend Jerry Falwell once accused which to
Mike.
Mike?
That would be the guy from Hustler, the guy who he's a hustler. Larry Flint.
Wrong. You didn't let me finish the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish the question.
Go ahead.
Reverend Jerry Falwell once accused which toys of modeling the gay lifestyle?
Greg. Barbie.
Wrong.
Ooh. Modeling the gay
Devin.
Lifestyle.
Devin.
Trolls.
Not trolls.
They don't have genitals. They
gays have genitals.
Modeling the gay lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh.
Greg. G.I. Joe.
Not G.I. Joe.
He-Man.
Not He-Man.
I don't know. What is it?
The Teletubbies.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He was a jackass. Okay.
Wow.
So
okay.
No points awarded on that one. Whose portrait has been on the U.S. $2 bill since 1869? Greg?
Thomas Jefferson.
Very good,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my God.
It is now tied up.
So what is it? 2-2
2-2 between Mike and Greg. Devin, you are still need to get on the points board.
Are you
going
to get some history questions sooner or later? I mean, come on.
That was kind of a history question.
All right. The phrase government of the people by the people comes from what?
Of the people. Mike.
Mike?
The Declaration of Independence?
Damn it!
Greg? Constitution.
He just said that.
No, you said the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, okay. No. That's wow. Incorrect.
Devin. Gettysburg Address.
The Gettysburg Address, wow. Devin is on the board.
What's going on over there? Where's that other hand at?
He was just waiting. He was like, I want to watch these guys sweat it out.
I knew that you would say Constitution, Declaration, or Bill of Rights, and I figured that was going to be something.
Damn it.
Okay, what British slang word is short for God blind me?
Greg. Bollocks.
Wrong.
No. Devin.
Devin.
Bloody.
Wrong.
God blind me?
God blind me.
I have no idea.
Blimey.
Is it blimey?
Yes, Devin.
He already answered wrong. He doesn't get to answer
you
twice.
You answered twice in the other one.
I was wrong both times.
Yeah,
and
penis.
I didn't get a point.
Okay, we're going to try and make this
Is it a three-way tie right
it's
now?
It's a three-way tie right
now.
Oh,
threesome. Crap. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who can put out the candle, guys?
The last one on the cracker has to eat it.
Oh. Okay. Okay, you visit this on average 16 times per year. What is it? The post office, the dentist, or the Asian food restaurant?
Mike.
Greg.
Mike.
The Asian food restaurant.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Greg. Post office.
Post office. Greg is the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Yeah! That was unfair.
How was it unfair?
Because you asked a question I didn't know the answer to.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
No.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
I'm so sorry,
you
Mike.
Son of a
biscuit. And the angry Texan prevails.
Yeah. Wow. He does.
All right. This is a brand new thing that we started doing last week, playing trivia with Johnny. And Johnny, it's all part of what?
Earth Trivia. Tonight at Star Island Resort, featuring myself, John Donovan.
Yeah, go check
5
it out.
O'clock. Come on out, kids.
It's a lot of fun. You want to go and do it. It's a good time, of course. Okay, let's go into some... have you guys ever played... we're going to go into some celebrity news. Have you guys ever played the game... what is it? Marry'em, Bang'em, or Kill'em?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like a Yahoo poll has named Jennifer Lawrence as the female that most celebrity guys would want to take home to their mothers, like a Miriam type.
Jennifer
girl.
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. She plays
Catching
Katniss.
Fire. The
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at her. Just look at her.
I just said oh yeah, and you went oh yeah.
Oh man.
Does anybody want to put a spin on it? Oh yeah. There you go. Okay.
I just wish that Jennifer Lawrence would just let me sniff her vagina.
Oh damn. Yeah, baby.
After like jogging.
Yeah. Oh
you
yeah.
You wanted to catch fire.
I just wanted to lean. I don't even want to. We don't even have to have sex. She can just lean back on the bed, hike her knees up, and just let me go in there and go.
Right on her Katniss.
Yeah, yeah, right on her Katniss. And then maybe catch just a little tongue action.
Uh-huh.
Just a quickie. Just a little quick. Just, you know, like a taste test. let's see here.
Oh my God, you're gonna kill him. Man. You're gonna kill him. That's what's gonna happen. He's just walking across like he owns the place.
Yeah.
Choke slam the shit out of him.
Looks like Miley Cyrus also made it on the list of women that guys want to take home to their mothers.
Really?
No.
Why?
If you don't love your mother. Yeah.
Mom, look at the trash I brought home tonight.
What do you guys think? Miley Cyrus, marry, bang, or kill?
Kill.
Kill?
Me too. I'm with you. Well, no, I take you back. I might bang.
What about bang then kill? Is that
I don't know. I think you get to do one of the three. That's
how about
the rule.
Bang in front of Billy Ray?
Oh, damn. That's almost like killing.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
What was that?
I put our phone number on my Facebook.
Oh, you did? Oh, looks like we cut out there for a minute for some reason.
Is somebody calling?
No. Huh. We cut out.
Oh, that was
so
weird.
Sorry about that. Don't know what happened. But let's see here.
Still trying to figure out the buttons on the controller, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no kidding. Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart, who's that?
Yeah, that's the girl from the Twilight movies.
Kill.
Mm, yeah.
Kill?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Get her off. Like, she needs to be with Paul Walker.
I like her nip, the lip-biting thing. I think I'd...
It is kind of sexy. Yeah. It's a little bit sexy, I have to admit. Yeah.
You remember the Cinderella movie, though, or Snow White or whatever she did, where she stared at the troll to, like... Oh, I was just like, man, she looks like she's got Down syndrome. I mean, it was serious.
Well,
she was awesome as Joan Jett, though.
Oh, yeah, she did do good at that. Yeah. How about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift? Yeah.
Oh, what do you you got to say marry, bang, or kill.
Bang.
Yeah,
bang.
I would bang because she's tall.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Right?
You know how tall she is?
How tall is she?
She's like 5'10".
I thought she was even taller than that, actually.
No, actually, I have another
story. Like WNBA tall or just...
That's pretty tall, 5'10" is tall.
Yeah, she weighs between 120 and 125, depending on what day you
wear. Oh, hey, guys, Stephanie has called.
Oh, she has?
Maybe that's who that was.
No.
But we can't hear her?
No, she's not in. She had one. Whenever you call, you dial the number 347-324-3445.
Yep.
And it should say... Press 1 to talk to the host, and then I'll see it pop up here on my computer screen.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Stephanie, if you're
right
still
now.
Listening, try pressing 1 or something like that.
Try pressing 1 or something. Yeah. How about Vanessa Hudgens?
Definitely bang.
Definitely bang.
I don't watch enough TV or movies, I guess.
She was dating Zac Efron for a while. She's,
she kind of looks a little bit like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, she was in the movie Spring Breakers.
Yeah. No good? Latina princess.
She actually has nude pictures online, so you can check it out.
Necky.
A little preview.
Uh-huh. Demi Lovato? Anyone?
100%, yeah.
Marry or bang?
Bang.
No, and none of these, nobody has said that they would marry.
I would say marry her.
You would marry Demi?
Yeah, she's slightly crazy, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Let's see, another one that's on here is Shailene Woodley. Have you ever even heard of that?
I've never heard that name in my life.
She's from The Secret Life of the American Teenager, so I doubt I'd want to do anything with her.
Well, I think she already has my vote.
There you have it. Okay.
American Teenager.
As if we don't hate Justin Bieber enough, I just came across this story today.
I hate him more.
I hate him with a passion. Because just listen to this. It comes from the Star magazine, which is kind of a tabloid, so you don't really kind of take it with a grain of salt. But it's claiming that Justin Bieber has been out testing out a new pickup line where supposedly he's walking up to girls and asking them if they would like to be Biebered.
Really?
Yep. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Well, he did at the Anne Frank Museum.
Where he put, I can't remember exactly
something
what he said,
to the effect of he put in the registry. If Anne Frank was alive today, she would have Bieber fever.
Yes, yeah, it was something to that.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So now he's not only pissed off most of the world by being a superficial douchebag, he is now pissed off all the Jews.
Right. Oh yeah, well that's an old story, so it's kind of they were saying that what he meant was Anne Frank was known to have like an affection for celebrities and stuff. So he was like, I'm sure if she was alive today, she would be a Bieber fan.
No, she would be like, who is this little douchebag?
Yeah. Well, I was approached by Justin.
You were?
Yep. He asked me if I wanted to be Biebered, and then I said yes, so he gave me a denim jacket and some cut-off jean shorts and a few Katie Lang CDs. So I was Biebered.
Yeah.
I was Biebered.
Man, that sucked. All right, so we know that is the cheesiest, douchiest, douchebag pickup line ever.
Yes.
But have you guys got any other ones? Have you ever... Like, what's your favorite really, like, cheesy, bad pickup line?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It's whenever you come up to a girl and pull out the tag in the back of her shirt and say, yep, just as I thought. And she says, what? It's like, made in heaven.
Wow.
Yeah.
God. Or the best one is Are your legs tired? Because you've been walking through my mind all night.
That's terrible.
Did it hurt? What hurt when you fell from heaven?
Oh, or my all-time favorite, and get ready to put your finger on the button there, Greggy. Hey, nice shoes. Wanna
tie shoes together?
No.
Not get it?
God yeah. almighty.
Mine was actually with my name, Devin. I said my name's Devin, rhymes with heaven, which is where I'll take you, baby.
And then she's all like, God. Get away from me.
Or my name's Devin, rhymes with 7-Eleven, which is where I work part-time. That one was less effective.
My horrible one was, come over here and have a seat on my lap. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. And, when a girl's looking for a place at the bar to sit down and there's nowhere to sit, you can go, don't worry, darling, as long as I have a face, you'll have a place to sit.
Yeah.
Or the old, hey, I lost my phone number, can I have yours?
Right.
God.
Or one that I actually saw Mike Lee say to a girl is...
I forgot about this one. Go ahead.
Hey, you have really nice boobies. He literally said that to this girl.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to go with the other one.
Does this drink taste better with roofies or without?
I've actually gone up to two different occasions. I've gone up to one girl and I said,
you notice already two different occasions because the first occasion didn't work at all.
I went up to a girl one time and said, you must be really clean because your boyfriend is a giant douchebag. And another time I went up to a table full of girls and I said, if one of you willingly has sex with my friend over there tonight, then you will all still be alive tomorrow.
And then they all look at his friend and he looks at them and waves with a big smile. Yeah. And then Mike thought that was going to be so funny and everybody was going to laugh. And then all the girls were like, that was horrible. What the hell?
I ended up getting
And that's out. The last Chuck E. Cheese party he went to.
All right, let's switch gears just a little bit here. I don't know if you heard about this, baseball fans. Baseball fans, listen close.
Yes.
It's another example of the pussification of America, quote, Eric Michaels.
Major League Baseball's Rules Committee voted yesterday to eliminate home plate collisions.
So that did happen.
It did happen. It was a unanimous decision, and one of the guys who announced it was St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. Whose career as a major league catcher was cut short, of course, by concussions.
Okay, well, catchers need to get out of the way then.
The rule will take effect either next year or the year after. One guy who's not cool with it, though, Mr. Rose. He actually separated a catcher's shoulder during a 1970 All-Star game, but he says, quote, what are they going to do next? You can't break up a double play. You're not allowed to pitch inside. The hitters wear more armor than the Humvees in Afghanistan. Now you're not allowed to be safe at home plate. What's the game coming to? Evidently, the guys making all these rules never played the game of baseball.
I know, and that's the thing is, like, people that are big football fans already talk enough shit on baseball, saying, it's kind of a pussy sport, but, you know, like, I played football and baseball, and I got more injuries in baseball.
Yeah.
I caught a little bit, and I got collided. I've been hit in the face with a baseball. I've had collision in the outfield, and it's a rough sport. I mean, because there's really no pads, but the catcher is supposed to be, and I mean, this is a fact.
He is the most padded person there.
And supposed to be the toughest badass on the team.
Right.
Because he has the most action besides the pitcher.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I mean, this has been something that's kind of a classic scene. I mean, you think about this is something that almost all baseball movies end on, is the scene where the guy is running for the winning run. He's running into the catcher. This is like a classic icon.
Yeah, it's like when Rocky and Apollo go down. It's the same thing in a baseball movie.
I just don't understand how they can take away. It's like taking the touchdown away from football. Like, all of a sudden, you're not allowed to score touchdowns or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's something as drastic as that.
If anything, I could maybe just because of the concussion aspect of it, compare it to the helmet-to-helmet hit in football. Like, okay, if you're going to take the helmet-to-helmet away, then I guess baseball, that's the most dangerous thing you can do.
But think about how often a helmet-to-helmet happens. Almost every single game, you'll get one in football. In baseball, you get that home plate, that play at the plate. that happens rarely. I mean, you get one maybe once a week, maybe at the most. You'll see something like that.
No, not even that.
Not even that much.
And so think about how bad that would make upcoming baseball movies like Rookie of the Year too.
Exactly.
If you don't get that anticlimactic, you know, I think about A League of Their Own without that climatic scene.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Kit drops the ball. She catches. Wait, no. Who drops the ball? The tall one.
Right. Her name? Gina Davis.
Yeah, what was her
name? I don't remember her name, though. No.
Yeah, yeah. Gina Davis in the movie.
She drops the ball when she was charged by her sister, right?
Yeah, and she dropped it on purpose.
See,
you know,
yeah,
so that her sister could be the hero.
Exactly.
And they want to take that away from us. Yeah.
If women can do it, we should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Agreed. I totally agree.
I'm going to go put a skirt on right now.
I got to tell you.
Why?
I'm wearing one.
You were running around your neighborhood with nothing on earlier.
Good point. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I am not a fan at all of baseball. I do not enjoy it.
Yes. We've had many a drunken argument over
this.
Yes,
we have. But
and it all ends with, well, agree to disagree.
Right. But I will say that I feel for you on this one, because every time they do something like this to football, it just irritates me to no end.
Yeah.
When they take away, you know, being able to celebrate or spike the ball or anything. I just want to.
Now, why did they do that?
You freaking bastards.
Because was it just getting too much?
It was getting to be too much, and I agree that it was. But still, now you're telling people that they can't celebrate whenever they do good. They have to, you know, they have to just bow their heads and nod, you know, and keep walking. To me, it's just absolutely retarded. Part of that is the excitement of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what brings the excitement. It's what you go to the game to see. You go and watch baseball hoping to see that big play at the plate where he, you know, just plows into the catcher and drops the ball. You want to see those things.
I always hope for a bench-clearing brawl.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Which sometimes the collision at the plate, that cause
sparks
one.
Sure. Ryan headlock.
Yeah.
Imagine if they did the same shit with the hockey. Like they said, okay,
right.
No more fighting.
What?
Yeah, it would be wait, what are you doing to our sport?
Well, it's because so many hockey players have lost teeth over the years.
Yeah, but don't you think that each person that goes into a professional sport has some inherent risk that they assume?
Yeah.
Knowing that there's a possibility that they could be seriously injured or even die at any moment on the field?
Imagine if they pussified NBA. No more going into the stands and punching fans in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah. No more choking your coach.
No more testing.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
No more peeing on 16-year-olds.
Wait a minute, what?
That's R. Kellying.
But seriously, what if they said, all right, no more layups because we've had too many twisted ankles?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, come on, what the hell are you
What's
doing?
Next?
Bud Selig is the worst thing that ever happened to baseball.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
He's old as hell. Like, his balls are down to his ankles. He's almost done.
Isn't he out? I thought that they got rid of him. They were getting a new commissioner.
No, that was Bart Giamatti, and Bud Selig's been there ever since.
Yeah.
And if you're going to let all these other guys in the Hall of Fame in, and you can't let Pete Rose in, who was one of the best players of the game,
yeah,
then you're a sorry son of a bitch, and I hope that Bud Selig finds the same fate as Paul Walker, but worse.
Damn. All right, let's move on to something else here. You guys probably already heard about this, but we have to talk about it. There was a sign language interpreter on stage at Nelson Mandela's memorial on Tuesday. Did you guys hear?
He was great.
Yeah.
he did the entire song of Africa by Toto. I thought it was great.
I don't know if that's true or not. Did he actually do that?
No, he did not.
Okay.
But...
Well, I could see them playing the song Africa for some reason. It just struck me as funny. Anyway, he was signing what the world leaders were saying, but the only problem is he was a complete fake. He wasn't signing. He was just moving his hands around.
Really?
Yeah, randomly.
They should have known that when he was playing paper, rock, scissors for the first hour and a half with himself. One, two, three, shoot. Lost again.
He was up there doing Tai Chi, and they were all like, oh, this is a wonderful sign language guy.
Can you imagine the balls that it had to have taken to get up there to apply for the job and say, yes, I know every bit of sign language?
Well, wouldn't you have to show a certification of some kind?
Ali is certified.
Like, yeah, do the entire alphabet and sign language would be your test? I mean, at least, you know.
Yeah, something. I don't know. But also, I get the image of, like, whenever people are trying to speak Spanish and they're trying to say one word, but they accidentally say another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine what the sign language people that actually know sign language were saying?
Yeah, deaf people were sitting there going, what are they talking about? I don't even understand any of this crap.
Man, you talk pretty good for a deaf person.
No, thank you very much, Michael.
Have you ever heard The Sound of Music?
No!
what did you think of The Sound of Music's broadcast this last December 5th?
I thought it was stupid, Michael.
I don't understand. How are you hearing my questions?
I'm reading lips. Here, there's a joke for you. Why does Helen Keller wear tight pants?
Why?
So people can read her lips.
I doubt you've ever heard that one before.
Oh my God! All right, you guys have called in, tried to get some tech service support, some tech support, or some sort of help calling your bank, and you get those robot telemarketers, you know, the robot voices. You guys know what I'm talking about? Where it's like press one for this. Or
like the one on our Blog Talk Radio, sexy British lady.
Yeah, that keeps going, you have 10 seconds to showtime. And still nobody's here. that was a dig on YouTube, by the way, for showing up late. Apparently, some telemarketing companies are switching to robots that don't sound robotic. They actually sound like real people. They're like real, the most real sounding robots for telemarketing. And if you ask if they are a robot, if you say, hey, are you a robot? They're actually programmed to deny it or laugh it off.
Really?
Yep.
So they go,
no, I am not a robot.
I don't know. They supposedly sound real. I don't know what they sound like.
Have you guys seen the movie that's coming out with Jacqueline Phoenix?
No, what is it?
It's where he falls in love with
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He falls in love with a robot.
Really?
Yeah, he has like a Siri that's programmed in his house, and he talks to her every night, and he falls in love with her, and it looks like a pretty good movie, but it looks really like strange.
What do you know what it's called?
No,
Put it in the light socket.
It looked really interesting.
Wow. Yeah. There's no word on how many of these companies are out there actually using the realistic robots, but
I think it's called Her.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
I don't know. The Darth Vader Tom Tom's still the greatest. If I could call like my bank. And it was Darth Vader, like, press one to, you know, that would be cool.
Your available balance is $43.21.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
I have an example here of why Google sucks so much.
Why?
A guy in Virginia named Jeffrey Canner claims that in 2009 he tried to Google the phrase, how do I build a radio-controlled airplane?
Mm-hmm.
But Google auto-corrected it to, how do I build a radio-controlled bomb?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Then the government investigated him. He ended up losing his job. He's currently suing for several branches of the federal government for $59 million. Can you imagine that?
I did something similar to that. I said, how do I build a pocket pussy? And instead, it said, how do you build Selena Gomez? And it didn't work out so well for me.
No.
So she's suing you now for defamation of character on a Google search?
No, I'm still suing Google because, I never got my radio.
You never got anything.
Yeah, I didn't get shit, you know.
What if the judge rules in his favor and is like, right. 59 million, huh? Yeah, well, I went ahead and approved that. And then he's like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Google corrected that wrong. I disapproved that. Are you a fucking idiot? 59 million? Like, really?
Well, you can get money for spilling coffee on yourself. I guess you can get it for building radio control bombs.
I guess so, yeah. I actually Googled one time for a party in my pants.
Yeah.
And it actually went back and it auto-corrected to party pooper.
Yeah.
So now I'm suing for defecation of fit character.
Hey!
Come on! I was working on that.
Hey-o!
I was working on that one for a while.
Hey-o! I had a fight with my girlfriend that we had just broke up. I promise you, we had just broke up.
Yeah.
And I did speech to text, and I said, talk to you later. And then I hear my phone like blowing up, and I'm like, what the hell is this? So I looked over. She was like cussing me out, like, what are you going to do, blah, blah, blah. And it had corrected to talk to my lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So,
just to break up with your girlfriend.
Yeah, talk to my lawyer.
Wow.
My people will get in contact with your people, and the breakup should be official by Wednesday.
This may not be the most scientific thing in the world, but a new study has found the names associated with the most and least sex. And it turns out that for men that are named Jack have the most sex.
Really?
Jack me off.
Yeah.
My grandfather was named Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
He got around a little bit.
He had nine kids.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. That was nine times. That's it.
At least.
Jack and Jill went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter.
See?
Jill came down with 250.
Hey,
what a hua.
What a hua. Men named Alan had the least sex.
Of course.
Alan Newcomb. No, women named Natalie have the most sex.
Really?
Yeah, so Natalie Portman's getting it on and with everybody but me.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a hua.
Yeah, my fiance decided that Natalie Portman looks like a little boy, and she has ruined all my fantasies. Anytime I ever mention Natalie Portman, she's like, oh, so you're going to fantasize about that little boy? And I'm just like...
Are you kidding me?
I know, and it's ruined it for me, because now every time I look at her, I see the little tiny child boy features in her face and everything, ruining.
Have you watched the movie Black Swan?
Yes.
Dude, there's nothing boyish about that.
I know, but... I don't know.
Oh,
that's a lucky little boy in that movie. That's all I got to say.
No kidding. It looks like for women, if your name is Jillian, you're screwed. You're not getting screwed. Yeah, Jillian.
What about Gregory?
It doesn't have anything else on there. It just says Jack gets the most and Natalie gets the most for women.
Gregory actually tops the list, but for getting other men.
And driving Miatas.
All right. I hate to end it on that, but we're going to have to.
We're done?
We have to be.
Okay.
We got to get out of here. Devin and I, unfortunately, have prior engagements. We both got to be walking out of here at 3 o'clock, so we're going to sign off. Let's see. On the 20th and 21st, which is next weekend, hopefully we'll have a podcast before then so I can remind you, but I will be at the Why Not Lounge Friday and Saturday night, the 20th and 21st, 8 o'clock. Devin, what about you?
I'm all over the place. Just find me on Facebook.
All right, find him on Facebook. There you go. John?
Star Island Resort every Thursday evening at 5 o'clock.
How about you, Greg?
Uptown, downtown, just wherever I can go, I guess.
All right. We're the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you for joining us for episode 42. It's our first time on Blog Talk Radio Live. We'll be back here again next week, Thursday at 2 o'clock. And, of course, you can go and download the episode on kingsofthepodcastle.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. We'll see you next week when we try to get it right. Bye-bye.
Poop your pants.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Let's clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about
that. Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home, because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.